The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Bonjour, Monsieur.
Bonjour, Abs.
How is it going today, Jean-Jacques?
Immensely well, eh? Any better, I'd have to tell the cops, you know.
All right, lovely. What do you have to share with us this morning?
Well, you know, we have the eyebrows raised in Harare at the U.S. Embassy when the applications, visa applications, go in for Robert Mugabe's entourage to accompany him to the United Nations General Assembly, which has just started. He's taking more than 70 people with him, many, many members of his family. And, well, I mean, you know, it's a little bit different from a normal try to get to the United States because there's a travel ban against him. And they did, of course, refuse some of the journalists he wanted to take with him who were from the state-run media, they believe, were more or less propagandists for him. But he takes all these people, and, of course, each of them gets a fat per diem, $1,500 a day. That's just for incidental expenses, hotels and all that already paid. So it's quite a bill for a country that can't afford it. UN General Assembly, perhaps, you know, it makes my heart sore that I'm not there. I used to go to that, and what an event. The whole of 150 leaders or more this time round, and talking about world affairs, this time they're going to be talking about sustainable development. They'll have a summit there. And then generally you have the Security Council is very active on the sidelines of that, but it's the most active time for that United Nations and the headquarters in New York. It's funny that you 70 people or more Robert Mugabe's taking, because Donald Trump is saying let's have fewer people at the General Assembly this year. They obviously have to host it, and so they have to let in all sorts of people. They let in Idi Amin the year, 1 year I was there. I remember gate crashing his reception.
when, you do what you must.
When I went in, I thought, I'm not going to try anything. I walked up to him and I said, I'm not actually invited, but my name is Jean-Jacques Cornish. I'm from the South African Press Association, and I badly wanted to meet you. And he looked at me and he said, are you racist? I said, I don't believe I am, Mr. President. And he said, good, you are welcome.
Lovely. And then you talk about a Kenyan opposition. What's happening with them?
Well, they're saying that Uhuru Kenyatta has no business addressing the opening of Parliament because his election has been annulled by the Supreme Court. Indeed, it has. And he faces the re-election or the rerun of the election next month. But he's nevertheless opened Parliament, and the opposition just didn't pitch up for the event. We have parliamentary boycotts here, and sometimes when the way they decide to disrupt things, everybody just closes their eyes and wishes there'd been a boycott. The way they play the Parliament, you know, for what it's worth, for every penny they can, it's interesting to see. But here we have Uhuru Kenyatta making his speech, and, you know, remember yesterday he was saying, we have the figures, the numbers, yeah, that even if Raila Odinga is elected, we've got the numbers here that we can impeach him. We're 13 short of the 60 or the two-thirds majority needed for a constitutional amendment, and we can, within a couple of months, we can actually impeach him. So, you know, these are the kind of messages coming out at the time where Kenyan democracy is about to be very, very severely tested.
And then lastly, we had the whole, the internet was abuzz a bit with the whole Nigeria and EU marriage. And Germany says, nigh.
No, in fact, you know, they've made arrests, four of them women. Basically, it was Nigerian men wanting EU citizenship, so there was the scam. They got married to Portuguese, quote, brides, unquote. And the fee was about 250,000 rand, a lot of that going off to the woman. The police have cracked down on it, and the documents, lots of falsified documents that were necessary to go through the process. I don't know why it is, you know, but when there's a big scam and it involves Africans, the Nigerians feature prominently.
Yeah, it's one of those reputations that you really don't want to have as a country, but I suppose there's no real way for you to control it. But nonetheless, Jean-Jacques, always a pleasure chatting with you, sir. We'll do this again soon.
À demain.
À demain, sir. Thank you so much to Jean-Jacques Cornish.